Hi, everyone. I'm Marie Biancuso. This is a continuation of my talk on HIV and breastfeeding. One of the questions that is always looming in that whole context of risk-benefit is formula, that is, a feeding replacement, is formula a better alternative? And the World Health Organization says that in order for formula to be a better alternative to breastfeeding, the situation must have five components of AFAS. And I will give you AFAS. It's acceptable, feasible, affordable, sustainable, safe. They say that acceptable means that the mother perceives no barrier, no cultural barrier, no any other barrier for the replacement feedings. She should not have a fear or a fear of stigma or discrimination. Feasible, that the mother or the family has adequate time, knowledge, skills, and other resources to prepare the replacement feeding and feed the infant up to 12 times in a 24-hour period. The third one is affordable. Now, get this. The mother and family with community or health system support, and I'm reading this word for word verbatim from the WHO, the mother or family with community or health system support, if necessary, can pay the cost of purchasing, producing, preparing, and using replacement feeding, including all ingredients, fuel, clean water, soap, and equipment, without compromising the health and nutrition of the family. And this concept also includes access to medical care, if necessary, for diarrhea and the cost of such care. Sustainable means the availability of a continuous and uninterrupted supply and dependable system of distribution for all ingredients and products needed for safe replacement feeding, for as long as the baby needs it, up to 1 year of age or longer. And then finally, it has to be safe, that replacement foods are correctly and hygienically prepared and stored and fed in nutritionally adequate quantities with clean hands and using clean utensils, preferably fed by cup. Now, the World Health Organization gives several sub-points on that particular concept. Let me move then to what the World Health Organization recommends for reducing the mother-to-child transmission of HIV. I think it's really important for you to realize that the World Health Organization has published a number of documents. I can scarcely, I mean, I've got them filed together in a big magazine holder. So there's a bunch of them. And I think it's also important for you to understand that sometimes it appears that those statements are very dated, but not necessarily, because they might write the statement, but it might take them several years to get it translated into English. So, for example, it might take 2 or 3 years. So don't necessarily think that it looks like it's out of date. It very well might be. And I looked at all the references before I started this today to make sure that I was not out of date. But wow, some of these you look at and you're like, this is the best we got? I guess so. All right, let me start with they're recommending exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months under certain circumstances. Statistics show decreased postnatal transmission of HIV for exclusively breastfed infants compared to mixed feedings. And the rationale for that is that the formula actually creates little microhemorrhages in the baby's gut. And so that gives the the formula is free of HIV, but it really means that if you're then putting down the human milk in the same place, you may be putting the HIV virus through the little microhemorrhages created by the formula. If you didn't understand that, go back and listen to it again because it is a little confusing. Early cessation of breastfeeding. All right, this is where you have to listen carefully. If the mother is not taking an antiretroviral, they recommend that she stop breastfeeding basically by 6 months. However, that is different if she's taking an antiretroviral. If she's taking an antiretroviral, she needs to stop breastfeeding by 1 year. Early cessation substantially decreases the likelihood of transmission through the mother's milk. The benefits of early cessation have to be balanced with the potential risks for the infant's health. Again, you'll see the WHO talk a lot about benefits and risks. Okay, next thing to reduce transmission, heat treatment or pasteurization of expressed milk. It certainly reduces the transmission of the HIV. Praetoria pasteurization can effectively inactivate the virus in breast milk from HIV-infected mothers. Now, I don't know why they say Praetoria pasteurization. Holder pasteurization will do that as well. So I'm not sure, but they do specifically say that. All right, flash heat treatment is a little different than Holder or Praetoria. This can be, it can effectively inactivate the virus in breast milk from the HIV-infected mothers. A number of studies, and I mean, I'm talking by now many, 6 or 7 or 10, I don't know, that have shown that flash heating is safe and effective in some situations. Now, these methods eliminate potential contaminants and inhibit bacterial growth while retaining nutrients that are contained in human milk. All right, the next thing is microbicide treatment. And honestly, I don't really know very much about this, but it means any drug, chemical, or other agent that can kill microorganisms in the expressed milk. I do want to tell you, though, that the big one here is SDS, and yet the feasibility, acceptability, and safety of that really has not yet been studied. So I think we've got more to learn on that before we go whole hog with it. All right, antiretroviral therapy during breastfeeding. This is what the WHO says, and I will read it verbatim. The most compelling recent evidence concerns the use of antiretrovirals to greatly reduce the risk of HIV transmission through breastfeeding while simultaneously ensuring the mother receives appropriate care. If an HIV-positive mother breastfeeds her infant while taking ARVs herself or giving ARVs to her infant each day, the risk of transmission over 6 months of breastfeeding is reduced to about 2%. If she breastfeeds for 12 months while taking ARVs or giving them to the infant, the risk is about 4%. Without these HRV interventions, about 14 to 17% of breastfed infants of HIV-positive mothers would become infected before 18 months of age. And I've given you the URL for that if you want to go and check it out, but I did give you a verbatim quote there. Immunization of breastfed newborns, don't know much about this. This is still in experimental stages. Drugs, certainly there are a number of drugs being used to treat HIV. And the WHO gives a number of options for feeding. So at the bottom of the page on your handout, I have given you the way that I envision it. Now, I want to make sure that you really understand that this is my understanding of it. It's my visualization, my representation. But as you wade through all of the stuff that they give you, it's really hard to get a grip on what exactly they're saying. I see it as they are suggesting there are four possible options. Number one, exclusive and continued breastfeeding. Number two, modified breastfeeding. Number three, replacement feeding. And number four, milk from an HIV negative mother. All right, so those are the four options that I see them identifying. But then they go on to say a little bit more. They say modified breastfeeding is to stop breastfeeding early or express and heat treat the milk. Replacement feeding could be either home-prepared formula or commercially prepared formula. The fourth option, milk from an HIV-negative mother, could be a local wet nurse or pasteurized donor milk. And I think that's interesting because they don't say that that's heat-treated. They say pasteurized, so apparently that's what they mean. Okay, then, I'd like you to take a look at the exercise that I have given you. It's a little matching exercise. I'm not sure that this is the best thing I've ever prepared in my life, but I'd like you to take a look at it because if you are going to the IBLCE exam, I could imagine them coming up with some scenarios that would be similar to this. The trouble is that when I created this, I wasn't sure that there was only one answer for each scenario. So just do your best and we can have some discussion about it later if you wish. Then to summarize, unquestionably, HIV is transmitted by the mother's milk. No question about it. Not all women who are HIV positive transmit the virus to their breastfed babies. Seroconversion is less likely to occur in the first 6 months and more likely to occur thereafter. Unlike the directives here in the United States, the World Health Organization does not recommend replacement feeding unless those are AFAS, acceptable, feasible, affordable, sustainable, and safe. Unlike the directives here in the United States, the World Health Organization sees animal milk when it's diluted appropriately and the milk of another mother as an acceptable way to replace the breastfeeding. Antiretroviral therapy has reduced the risk for transmission of the HIV virus to bottle-fed babies. Flash heating has gained the approval of the World Health Organization as a possible strategy for reducing the risk to breastfed infants. That strategy has not yet been accepted here in the United States. For infants who are breastfeeding, exclusive breastfeeding rather than partial breastfeeding is a key strategy. I'm Marie Biancuso. Thanks for joining me.